everyone. This is Kevin, and you are listening to English Roundtable Podcast. I'm joined today with Zane. Hello, Zane.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Nice to be here with you as well. And today we're going to be talking about summer.
Yes.
Starting to heat up.
It is indeed.
Here in Japan.
Yep.
It's still pretty nice temperature, I'd say, you know.
I like it at the moment.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind if it just stayed like this, to be honest.
That's true.
Yeah.
We're also in the rainy season, which
That's
is
right.
rough.
Yeah. Not a huge fan.
No, just the mugginess, the humidity, it's hard for me to handle.
Mm. Yeah, not a huge fan of the rainy season, but I think we've got at least a couple more weeks of that, I hear, so... Mm. Yeah.
And then it's going to really heat up.
Then it'll really heat up, yeah.
So what do you have planned for your summer?
Well, I'm going to be pretty busy with work. So that's hopefully, I'm going to a new place to work. Hopefully the air conditioning is good. I haven't experienced a summer there. So I tend to go out in the evening. So after work, I'll go out and do things. A lot of cycling is my basic plan.
Oh, that's great.
And yeah, I do like the summer. But for those listeners out there, I am, and we are both very, very pale. So, sunlight can be a bit of an issue for me. I'm sure you've got
I have three colors. Yeah. I have white, yep. I have pink, I have red.
That's it. Yeah.
That's all I've got.
Yeah. I am so envious when I see people with nice tans and it's just something that I will never be able to achieve.
Nope.
And my only real option is to avoid the sun or cover up as much as possible if I go out, which is a shame because I do love the warm weather.
Yeah, same here. I'm going to go to the beach. You know, I want to just, like you said, cycle.
Mm.
But it is a little dangerous to do such activities.
Yeah, exactly right. We need to take care. So that's my basic plan. Get a lot of cycling in the evenings. Maybe go to a beach or two. Mm. I've never been to the beach in Japan.
Really?
Never.
Not one?
No, not one.
Wow, really?
Despite living in Japan for close to 8 years, never once been to... Actually, I did go to a beach once. I went to Shonan Beach.
Oh, okay, nice.
So one of the best ones, possibly.
Was it just a visit or did you actually get in?
We were just driving past and stopped in there.
Okay.
And actually, now that I think about it, I have been to two beaches.
Okay,
in Japan.
You lied.
So I lied. Yes, I've caught myself out. I went to a beach last time I was in Niigata, which was in the winter time, and it wasn't particularly nice, I must admit. So,
all right. Well, would you actually count those as visit? Well, you did visit a beach. I guess you could
visit
say.
A beach, but not with the intent of actually going to the beach and spending a day at the beach. So, I'd like to do that.
Is what I mean. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Have my plan is to go there, spend the day at the beach, get nice and red.
Yeah.
You a beach guy?
I do enjoy it whenever I can, you know, get out there and make it. So yeah, I've been to several beaches in Japan. I usually try to go at least once or twice every summer. Luckily, my wife's a big, big fan of beaches. She used to surf. So it's never difficult to pull her to a beach.
That's good.
So it's usually her actually wanting to go to the beach and I'm not wanting to go.
All right.
And one real big issue is, like you mentioned, I don't want to get burned.
Yeah.
That's just rough, you know.
So what do you do? How do you avoid that?
Lots of sunscreen.
Lots of sunscreen.
Lots of sunscreen. Reapplying.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
That seems to be the only option, doesn't it?
Really is.
And I'm sure you would crisp up nicely.
Oh,
like I,
oh my gosh. My worst experience with getting sunburnt was in Okinawa.
Okay.
And we went for a few days. And on the first day, I decided, you know what? It's not really that bad. I'm just going to... No sunscreen. We're only going for a short walk.
Yeah, just see. Yeah, chance it. Yeah.
Well, that walk ended up being like an hour walk.
Right.
And the worst part was that the back of my knees were toast.
Yep.
They were completely burnt.
That's a terrible spot, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the worst. Because, you know... To walk, you have to bend your knee.
There's
right?
no way to avoid
exactly.
movement there. Yeah.
So, you know, with that skin being so tight, that every time walking just cracked the back of my knee over and over. That was the worst.
Yeah. I've been there. I've been in a similar situation. Back in Australia, I fell asleep.
Oh, no.
at the beach,
yeah.
Like lying on my stomach.
Mm.
And I had, shirt off, just board shorts on. So yeah, back of the knees. Like there was a clear line.
Yeah, right.
Where it was, you know, pasty white and then just bright red, like fire red, on my back and all over the back of my legs. And it was so painful that I just could not do anything for about a week.
Yeah.
Like even and sleeping.
Oh, that was the worst.
Sleeping.
That was the worst.
Just not a pleasant experience.
No,
so
not at all.
It's, yeah. The sun's powerful.
It really is.
I can see, you know, the hype about solar energy. Like, it is a powerful source.
Right.
So, yeah, we need to take care.
Yeah.
That's my basic plan. I'd like to hit up a beach or two this summer. How about yourself?
Yeah, same. I just want to... Yeah, I'm working for the most part, so can't avoid that.
Unfortunately, that does get in the way sometimes, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It has to be done.
Right. So, yeah, try to go to a beach. I'm fortunate that I've got some family that lives maybe 5 minutes from a beach.
Oh, nice.
My wife's got friends that they have almost like an Airbnb-style house that's right next to the beach, too.
Okay.
So we're fortunate we have some places to go and enjoy there, so hopefully we can do that.
Mm.
And then, besides that, my parents are coming in August.
Nice.
Which is nice, but as we've mentioned, the heat is probably the worst in August here in Japan.
Do you think they're going to handle that okay? Like, if they've they know what they're signing up for?
Yeah, they've been before.
Okay.
Maybe two times in August, so they know it does get very, very hot.
Yeah.
But I'm just worried. You know, they're getting older, and also I really don't also want to be out in the heat too much. So just trying to kind of think of things to do that it's more inside.
Yeah.
That kind of entertainment.
And then going out in the evening as well.
Yeah.
You know, going out for dinner or something like that. Or there's some really good like rooftop restaurants and things like that where you're...
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Great view and...
Yeah, I can handle evenings. Evenings.
Yeah, evenings.
It's pretty nice.
I mean, that's really the window that we have.
Yeah, that's true.
Due to work and also due to the extreme heat.
That's a good point.
I just wish my body could handle it better.
Same.
And it's worse in Australia. Like Japan is, you know, pleasant compared to how hot it actually gets in summer in Australia. Yeah. Japan has the humidity, but where I'm from in South Australia, it is extremely dry. And I describe it as if you've got the oven on, and when you open the oven to put something in there, it feels like that, just that rush of heat.
Rush
it just
of
feels
hot
like
air.
That all the time in summer.
Oh,
sometimes
wow.
A month or so back to back.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No, not fun.
That is not good.
there were times I could remember where every single day was 40 degrees or over.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
And that lasted for a month or so.
Goodness.
So, relentless.
So for you, here's another, we can kind of compare Japan with Australia. Where I'm coming from, you're in your car for most of any kind of trip you go outside. Was that the same experience for you?
Yeah.
So you're able to at least point A to point B. You're only outside if you need to be for like 2 minutes.
That's right. That's right. And the buildings and shops and whatnot have pretty good air conditioning.
Mm.
So it's not too bad when you're inside or when you're transiting from one place to another, but when you're actually outside
in
the elements, it's pretty rough.
Wow. Yeah, that's not good. So which one would you prefer? Would you prefer that kind of heat or would you prefer the humidity in Japan?
That's a tough one.
I know, right?
I think Japan works a little bit better for me. That dry, brutal heat that I'm experienced back in South Australia is really just too much for me.
Yeah,
I
can imagine.
Remember a long, long time ago, I can remember working in a bakery during summer as well. So that just magnified because the air conditioning was terrible in there and I was next to the big industrial ovens all day. And it was like a workout. I lost a lot of weight.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. just pouring sweat.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the only negative experience I've had with work, my first job, I worked at a fireworks store. like a mega store of fireworks.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like every kid's dream. Well, I'm sure it's not as great as it as
not working it. Yeah. And I eventually moved up to sales.
Okay.
So that was okay because I was inside all day, you know, just talking to customers, selling them fireworks, which is fun because all you're doing is talking about huge explosions, man. You're going to get big explosions.
That sounds good. Yeah. What does this one do? What does that look like?
But my first year there, because it was more just like a seasonal, like a summer type job. That's, you know, the busy season for them, of course, is 4th of July. Everybody's building up to 4th of July. Mm. So, you know, June and the beginning of July, even a little bit August was really busy. So that's why they would just make it seasonal. But what they would need is they knew they were going to sell a lot of stock for 4th of July. So they would have tons of transport trucks like come in with the containers.
Right.
So the containers are just full of stock.
Okay.
So what they would have us do is go inside the containers to price everything.
Right.
And it was almost like backup.
Oh, so you're talking like the big shipping containers, like the big sort of 40-foot.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, exactly.
That's on an industrial scale there.
I'm telling you, they go hard.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my job, was going into those in the summer heat.
I know exactly what you're talking about there. Yeah.
Oof, that was brutal, because that is kind of like being in an oven.
Yeah, yep. Similar experience. Yeah. When I was working in a bike shop back in South Australia, they used to have a lot of the bikes stored in shipping containers in the parking lot, sort of around the back of the store. And I remember being in there in summer checking for bikes. So it was packed, so you'd have to be taking bikes out to get to other ones and checking serial numbers. And I just came out sweating in there. So
it's
exactly what it's like shipping containers in the summer. It's intense, isn't it?
It is very intense. Because you're same thing, like, you know, they're stacked full of just boxes full of fireworks. So, yeah, you would have to take those out, open them up, price them, and then fold them back, seal it. Because, you know, this is just extra stock. So whenever, you know, the 4th of July hit, then you'd have to start making trips out there, pulling those boxes out to stock the store. Oof. Talk about first jobs.
Yeah, it's funny that we both had a similar experience. Ooh. We know exactly what it's like. Yeah, shipping container in summer. Not pleasant.
No, not at all. Not at all. I always wondered, I should have brought a thermometer at some point just to test and see
what kind
of heat was in there.
Yeah.
Because that was, that was brutal.
Yeah.
But yeah, first jobs, you know, they're not going to be pleasant.
No. Well, mine was a more recent one, working in the bike store. But yeah, still, you know, we had to do it.
Yeah. I shouldn't say first jobs, but that, for me, that was.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like a pretty good first job, actually.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad. It was fun to have like those kind of summer gigs to make some money in high school or even a little bit in college.
Mm.
It was much better. I preferred that than the ones I had in college. In college, I worked at a call center.
Oh.
And that was the very most boring, difficult thing.
Oh, dear.
If you work at a call center, I'm very sorry, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry for people who work in a call center.
Yes.
Especially if it's something where you know you're just going to be dealing with back-to-back complaints all day.
Yeah.
Where it's like maybe like a tech support call center or something like that might be okay, where you're guiding people through how to do something they're not angry. But imagine just dealing with complaints and angriness for 8 hours a day.
That's where I was at.
That's what you actually did.
Well, it's okay. You brought up a good point. Yeah. If it was something that I was interested in, you know, let's say I worked like, I like Apple and iPhones and, you know, Apple Watch and all that stuff. So if I was a genius?
The genius, I think, might be a slight overrated term for what they do. But I like it how they, you know, they say things like that. Genius. Yeah.
If it was something like that, kind of like tech support.
Yeah.
It may not be all that bad because they're usually for those things are a fix.
Mm.
Whereas mine, when I worked at a call center, was for pool supply and chemicals.
Right.
So we're talking like chlorine,
okay,
mixing it into your swimming pool,
right,
getting the pH levels perfect.
Because that's quite a science, isn't it?
It is, really.
Too much or too little, and so you can ruin an entire pool.
Exactly. So that's where, I mean, mostly it was complaints. Why is my pool green?
Right.
Why do my eyes burn? It's like, well, you probably put too much chlorine.
Mm,
so, I mean, that was rough because, like you said, it is also a science. So you really had to know, you know, how much did you put in, how much to take out, how much to level it. So yeah, that was not very fun.
Right. And a lot of people clearly didn't, because they were ringing you up and...
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, I don't care about pool chemicals.
No, so not really your thing.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, you know, a summer gig, so not all that bad. Mm. Made a little money to come actually to Japan.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I would
just work there for a couple months, save up, and then spend a whole month in Japan. That was basically my summer holidays from college.
Okay.
So, I mean,
that's
kind of
a good
worked
way
out.
To do
yeah.
it.
It worked out.
I like that. Are you enthusiastic and excited about the summer, or is it kind of a season that you just endure and wait for the next one? Or season that you would prefer, maybe?
That's a good point. At this point, I think it's a lot of endurance.
Yeah.
Just because of that heat. I don't handle the heat very well, especially for some reason in Japan.
Okay.
Where I'm from, the weather is actually kind of similar to Japan. Mm. There's a little bit of mugginess to it.
Right.
But I'm not that bad off. There's something about in Japan, I don't know if it's something like elevation or... Mm. But it really, really makes me feel fatigued.
Yeah,
very
I get that
much
too.
So. Like I feel
that.
Like my face is just melting,
yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, do you get like moments where you're feeling quite faint as well?
Oh,
even
yeah,
if you've
yeah.
been drinking a lot of water and it's just... Yeah, I get
certainly.
That too. Yeah.
So I don't. Yeah, that's why I'm like, you know, is it something that I'm just not, my body's not used to? You know, it could just be, I wasn't raised or I didn't grow up in this environment. Mm, so I didn't acclimate.
Yeah.
Maybe that could
it
be.
Could it could be something like that. But I think a lot of Japanese people suffer with the
thing,
heat
huh?
and humidity as well. Like I often hear about people, you know, moaning and complaining about it. So it's
true.
Not just us.
Okay. Well, I'll take that. But yeah, there's just something about it. Like it just really bothers me. I mean,
yeah.
I would love to be able just to get out for the summer holidays, actually, and go somewhere a little bit cooler.
I was actually thinking about doing that as a regular thing. Mm. I can't now because of my work commitments. I can't just suddenly say, all right, I'm going for a month and I'll see you later when I come back.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Unfortunately.
In the current situation. But I thought it would be nice just to get out of the heat and go somewhere else, even go back home.
Yeah, right.
Because it's winter.
Right.
So it'd
exactly.
be, I could just completely avoid the heat altogether.
Nice.
Not going to happen,
right.
But maybe in the future when I'm retired or whatnot, and I can just do that because I don't have any commitments, I can just avoid the seasons that I don't really like.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
That would be quite nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But for now, we're kind of stuck with it, aren't we? So.
Yeah. We'll be all right. I've got my mini fan.
Yeah.
And that helps
yeah,
a lot,
yeah, those are good, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just... the amount of people I see with those things, and I know why, because they're really good. And
they
you get the ones
are,
that spray
yes.
the little jets of water as well, and
yeah,
those are good.
Oh, very good. It beats the old fan, but I'll take even a fan.
Did you have those little mini fans when you were a kid that were like really unsafe? They were just like an open-bladed kind of double-A battery-powered mini fan?
Yeah,
I remember those. Yeah,
my son has one.
Oh, right.
But it's, you know, it's plastic, so
yeah.
even if you put your finger to it, it would stop. But I mean, yeah, if you put it in your eye, I mean, that's not very fun.
Yeah, I remember those as a kid, and I thought they were great.
Yeah, well, they are.
So... summer's not really our thing. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I don't hate it, but my favorite season.
No, the beach is definitely the highlight. For
yeah.
me. You know, being able to go into the, you know, a body of water. The one thing I do miss, though, is swimming pools.
Yeah.
Outdoor swimming pools.
Yeah.
There's just no space, unfortunately, here. So, yeah, any kind of body of water, though, just makes it all just kind of disappear.
Yeah.
It's what it's for.
Yeah,
I think.
You
it's
don't great. Notice how hot it is. It's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that can be dangerous because you get acclimatized to the pool and then you forget about how bright and hot the sun actually is, and got to be careful
there
as well with the sunburn.
Yep. So. Yep. That's why I'm always carrying, always packing some.
Yeah. Always packing sunscreen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm not talking about 30. SPF. I'm talking like
50
plus.
Yeah.
It has to be.
50, yeah. I don't even think you can get 50 plus in Australia. I don't remember seeing
it.
Japan, I believe, is the first place I saw 50 plus. They have it 50 plus in the States?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Maybe
I don't know.
They do. Yeah, but I like the 50 plus. Yeah, I'm a 50 plus guy.
Yeah,
just the strongest stuff I can find.
Yes, much needed.
This season, I've got one of those really, really terrible, like grandma, like wide brimmed hats.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
just like a full kind of bushman's, like full, full hat. So I know it looks terrible, but you know, I'm beyond caring.
Exactly. You got to do something to protect.
Look, I'm married. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, exactly.
Dress how I want.
Right.
Dress like a dad or a grandpa.
That's all right. As long as it protects you.
That's what I'm concerned about these days. I've even got those like sun sleeves well.
Yeah,
so if I go cycling and I'm in a shirt, I'll have those sun sleeves. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Full grandma pack, but you know, I just don't care anymore.
No, you shouldn't. That's a good thing to protect yourself from.
Yeah.
I will say the last thing for summer for me that I'm looking forward to is also, if I'm able to, barbecues.
Yes.
Or cooking, grilling out. That's another thing that I really find as a staple for summertime.
Yes, in the evening.
In the evening, yes, for dinner.
Or in the shade.
Either one.
Absolutely, yeah. I've had some fantastic summer barbecues, and I love the way people get into it here.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And they'll have their own barbecue sets and just go somewhere and set up.
Yeah.
You don't really see that so much in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
One thing Australia does have a lot of is free barbecues in parks.
Yes,
so they're set up there, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them now have like Wi-Fi and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, really?
Some of them I've seen have like built-in speakers as so you can like set your phone up and
That's pretty
like
amazing.
They're quite advanced.
Oh wow, I never thought about that.
There's even an app where you can search for barbecues near you. So Australia's taken public barbecuing to the next level.
That's true. I was gonna say a quote that's very popular, but I'm not gonna say it.
Something about throwing something on the barbie.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
I'm not going to say it.
We do actually do that.
You throw shrimp on the barbie.
Yeah, we do. We do the shrimp on the barbie. The funny thing is, in Australia, we don't call them shrimp. They're prawns.
Hey.
So they changed that for the American market.
Hey, there you
go. Yeah.
Well, I have got it all wrong.
Well, yeah. Barbecues in Australia, yeah, that's one thing I do miss. Mm. But I love the way they do it in Japan, like with the nice, like, you know, sort of travel barbecues.
Right.
They just take it somewhere and set it up wherever. And it's nice to go to a place and it's like everybody's just got the barbecue going and it's a good atmosphere.
Yeah, I need to get me one of those.
Yeah, yeah. Couple of beers as well.
Yeah, just relax.
Just relax, yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, and I see a lot of people doing it. So, yeah, that's a good point.
Mm.
Must get into that this year.
Yes.
Get the barbecue.
I'm going online after this. I'm going to find one.
Me too.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah. All right. We've reached a consensus on that.
Sounds good. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. I hope everybody has a great summer and you can avoid the heat. And
yes.
I hope you also have a great summer as well.
Thank you. I'll try and avoid sunburn. If I can do that this summer, I'll be happy.
Same here. All right. We'll see you next time, everyone. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to English Roundtable, made possible by Kan Nagaigo Career College in Tokyo, Japan. If you enjoyed hearing natural English conversation, subscribe and like us wherever you're listening, and check us out on YouTube, Twitter, and our other SNS platforms, which will be in the description for this episode. Head over to the YouTube page to see some of the keywords we used in the conversation and other activities to test your English listening skills. Thanks again, and we'll see you in the next episode.